This is CliffCentral.com.
Good afternoon, everyone. It's 15:04 p.m. And this is Inspired Youth SA, which is in partnership with Pride Factor and CliffCentral.com. We are live every single Monday from 3 to 4 on CliffCentral.com. Guys, if you do miss the show, if you're not listening in live, don't worry. You can tell your friends. They can catch up on the podcast, and it is available via podcast. This is the month of June. We just passed with Youth Day. It's Youth Month as well. And there's been a lot of fantastic events actually that happened at the NASREC Expo Center in coordination with the Gauteng Provincial Government. Obviously, they're hosting their annual Youth Month Day celebrations. Guys, also EduWeek happened, which is with Candice Modisele and the CEO Dean Buerta. They ended up hosting the awards evening at the Ticket Pro Dome from the 15th to the 16th of June. So bless up to both of them. I mean, Dean is doing phenomenal things. So is ex-YoTV host, Massive Metro presenter. She's on Generations. She does all these things. Candice Modisele. So bless up to both of them. But guys, most importantly, it's Youth Month, guys. You know, how's everything going? How has this month been for you? Let us know. Engage with us on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook. And it's always the same hashtag, and it's always the same mention. It's at hashtag Inspired Youth SA, and also hashtag CliffCentral.com. And yeah, guys, we're going to actually get back into some of our guests. We have phenomenal people here. We have people from institutions. We have young people doing exceptional things. I'm really excited, man. Let's go.
This is Cliff Central.
It's 15:09 and you're listening to Cliff Central. This is Inspired Youth SA, and we have amazing guests in studio. I just want to intro myself. I'm coming in as a guest host today. My name is Zarif Minty. I'm a young, best-selling author. I'm a motivational speaker. I'm a lawyer. I'm an entrepreneur. I recently just made the Forbes 30 Under 30 list for this June month. So that's it's quite something. I was looking forward to do this quite a long time now. I see there's some guys clapping in the back there. Bless up. But yeah, guys, so we actually have amazing guests in studio today. I love looking at young people doing phenomenal things. I get inspired by them. It's crazy how nowadays age doesn't matter at all. People are just going out and doing things at any age, and it's beautiful. We have a 16-year-old in studio today. He goes by the name of Stembiso. Stembiso was actually at the NASREC Expo Center, the stuff that I was actually speaking about a few minutes ago, where it was the Youth Month celebrations, and I believe you are a motivational speaker. Stembiso, enjoy yourself, man.
thank you. As Zarif said, my name is Stembiso. I'm 16, currently in grade 10. I did speak at the NASREC Expo Center. My topic was women empowerment, because I feel that people aren't giving women the credit they need. I'm a young motivational speaker because I believe in touching a life, that words have power. I mean, people take words for granted, but they don't know that one or three words is all you need to change someone's life. I keep sitting at home, on my phone. My parents keep telling me that I always just chat and I waste my time, but I don't really do that. On YouTube, mostly I watch, motivational speakers and whatnot. Recently, I heard motivation. It wasn't really a motivational thing, but it was from Jim Quick, one of the best motivational speakers or motivational speeches in the world. He said that, people don't ask the right questions. And I believe that he is telling the truth. He told me that the more you ask yourself the right questions, or the more you ask questions, the more your brain just helps you find answers out of everyday life.
Yeah. Look, I think it's beautiful that we have a platform like YouTube in South Africa now, where people actually have access to it through data and all of that. I'm inspired by you. I think that, your choice of topic as well to speak about. You're 16 years old, you are male, but you decided to speak about women empowerment. Why did you choose women empowerment, and what was your whole topic or speech about?
Oh, I chose women empowerment because, I keep watching these motivational speeches, but they don't really talk to these women. People need to speak for women and with women, because mostly male. Because now people with all the abuse and all the inequality going out, people or women need assurance to know that there's still men out there that still believe in equality. And my speech was just about how women should stop trying to fit in and trying to get male people to love them and to actually see them in the limelight and just start believing in themselves.
Yeah, supporting them more as well. Yeah,
yeah, supporting them.
Look, I think what's also really nice about you is that yes, you're 16 years old, but unfortunately in South Africa, it's still seen as a bit taboo, you know, for people to become motivational speakers. Now, when you go to the States or when you go to UK, Canada, people actually make a living out of becoming a motivational speaker. Mm. What are some of the challenges that you've experienced so far, being 16 and now wanting to get into the whole motivational speaking space? Mm. What challenges have you faced so far?
Besides finding the time, because, you know, I'm trying to balance between motivational speaking and school. People tend to take you less serious when, like, you're young, you're 16. They tend to take you lightly and not really give you the chance to express yourself, to show what you can give, you know. They don't give you that time. They don't just think that you're just there to waste time and just pass time. But it's actually that 16-year-olds or the youth are, like, the future. Mm. So we need more youth people to... come out and come out of their shells and, you know, show their talents. So I've experienced a lot of challenges because, you know, I've written to a lot of people. I've actually tried to approach Vusi Thembekwayo. I've written him an email and stuff. But, you know, I really love what he does, and I really want to speak. I want to touch lives. It's not really about the money. It's about, you know, changing a life. Mm. Yes, that's all it is for me.
So, I mean, when it comes to approaching all of these people in particular, are you looking at getting mentors from them, or what's the main aspect of actually getting into contact with them? Do you want to collaborate with them?
No, collaboration would be nice, but for me at the moment, I'm focused on getting mentored, you know, gaining experience and getting recognized. Not really about, you know, going to speak. It's about learning more than it is about anything else. Because, you know, there's a great saying that's from Abraham Lincoln that says, give me 4 hours to chop down a tree and I'll spend the first 3 sharpening my axe. So that's what I'm doing. I'm just sharpening my own knowledge. I'm sharpening my axe so that when it's my time and my time comes, I make a killing.
Beautiful. You know what's really nice about a platform like Cliff Central and like Inspired Youth SA is the ability for us to engage but also bring in conversation. So as much as, you know, you're a young person and you bring in so much of energy, we also have other guests who come in with a bit more experience. Not saying that you're old at all. You're still extremely young yourself. I think she's also, you know, obviously under the age of 30 as well. But it's nice to have someone there who brings in a bit of experience. So our guest is from Monash University as well. Maybe you can intro yourself. Who are you? What are you all about?
Okay, so my name is Madilo Monkhabu and I am a project coordinator at Monash South Africa under the Community Engagement Department. So Monash is a private tertiary education provider with a campus in Johannesburg in Roodepoort. And we are dedicated to support South Africa and the continent to meet its diverse economy and educational needs by producing graduates who have globally relevant degrees. So currently we offer 2 faculties, which is business, engineering and technology, and social science and health sciences. And we also offer a 1-year foundation program, which is sort of a bridging course where students who do not qualify for first year but have enough credits to enter into the foundation program can start a year. Mm. And it's sort of a gap year where you just build your marks in before you enter into your first year degree.
Beautiful. I know that you guys work very closely with Bright Factor as well, but I just wanted to get you into the conversation now. I know I was actually going to bring this conversation up a lot later. Okay. But I think it's a beautiful thing. You know, we're just speaking now with Stembiso about the whole concept about age and, you know, being a motivational speaker and going after your dreams. Do you think age is still an issue in South Africa? Guys, it's still seen as a way to stop or restrict people from achieving their goals?
I don't think so, because I'm from Monash and I work, but I'm also a Global Shaper, which is a network of the World Economic Forum. And I don't believe that age is a restriction, because we as young people, we have the platform and we have all the resources and opportunities out there to make sure that we can spread our wings and say what we want to do as young people, and also reach out to different platforms and say this is how we want the development of our country to be like, and this is the kind of things that we wish for as young people, and go on and do those things for ourselves and not for wait for government or private institutions to come and do them for us.
That's very important. I mean, just touching on the whole concept of, you know, having the ability to work with mentors and having the ability to be young still in South Africa and get all these opportunities that are available to you. How important is mentorship as a young person yourself when you're looking at developing tomorrow's leaders in South Africa?
Okay, so I'm going to say this. One of my mentors once said to me and my friends that every young person deserves an adult who is dedicated to them and dedicated into making sure that they get a successful youth lifestyle. And I think that having a mentor is very important, because these are people who have experienced life. They have knowledge about the things that we are about to experience as young people. And if you have a mentor, then they can give you guidance and also encourage you into doing things that you never thought you'd be able to do. And it also motivates you to just go as big as you want to go. And also, you find that sometimes things are hard. And if you don't have someone who's always checking up on you, then you find that you don't have that courage to move forward, and you always get fear when it comes to doing things. So I think having a mentor is very important, because it's that person that's always checking on you to say, are you doing this? Are you at where you want to be, and how far are you going, and what do you need to do, or what kind of motivation do you need? Yeah.
You know, the one thing my mentor kept on telling me is the ability, if you can have the ability to network, you have the ability to open up any opportunity. And what's beautiful also is what just happened outside of the studio is that Stembiso just met you, and now you guys can actually start working together, you know, via Monash and his motivational speaking, which is a beautiful thing. But I want to touch on June 16 now for both of you in particular.
Yes.
How was your youth day? What was it all about? What did you get up to? Let's start off with you, Stembiso.
Oh, me, June 16, man, I really wish I could do something, but you know, it's still like exams, so I was really focused on my schooling and all that, but I tried my best, I'm not gonna lie, I tried to spend as much time with my little sister as possible.
Your sister's very cute, she's actually sitting in studio right now, on her iPad.
Yeah, she's you know, they love games, I also do, I'm still young, but I tried to spend as much time with my sister, but you know, school still has me in a bit of a tussle. So yeah.
Okay. So, but I mean, obviously, you'll then plan to do stuff when you do speak at schools or whatever it is that forms part of your youth day celebration. What about you?
Okay, so for me, I had my own personal activities that I did, but as part of Monash South Africa, we currently partnering with Pride Factor, and what we do is we offer 25 to 30 lesson topics, outcomes and tasks, and we deliver 13 lessons to South African youth, and this is specifically focused on skills development and entrepreneurship development, and these are opportunities that we provide for young people in South Africa to make sure that they have access to the right education skills and also the right development skills for them to be able to become entrepreneurs, or for them to develop themselves into becoming better citizens and also being engaged citizens within the country.
Beautiful, guys. It's 1521. You're still listening to cliffcentral.com. It's Inspired Youth SA. We have another young person who joined in studio with us right now, but we're going to get back to him in a bit.
This is cliffcentral.com.
You're still listening to Inspired Youth SA. Guys, don't forget, you can get hold of us on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook. Engage with us. Let us know how your youth day is going. I mean, how's your youth month going? Sorry, the youth day already passed. The 16th of June is over. But we have a lot of vibrant young, phenomenal people sitting in studio right now. We just doubled, hey, from two guests to four now. It just happened over a song, hey. But we have new people sitting in studio as well who joined our current guests. We have a young gentleman. He told me he's 18 years old. He's a, you know, a poet. He'll go through the list himself, but he also said he's a mentor. I'm just thinking, gosh, 18 and you're a mentor already. Khumlemo, introduce yourself. Let us know who you are.
Thank you so much, viewers at home. My name is Khumulemo, and I'm from the Platinum Province. I'm from the Northwest Province and Rustenburg, and I'm 18 years old. I am a motivational speaker, I'm a mentor, I'm a poet. I'm also the CEO and the founder of an online magazine called Prospering Youth Magazine, and I am a great top student.
You're amazing. Wow. Beautiful. So I just want to actually touch on the whole concept of an online magazine. You know, I mean, I'm in the media space myself. I own a public relations company. You know, we work with a lot of amazing people like DJ Spoo, Shekana, Mikasa, all these people. We also picked up that a lot of people are moving online now. You know, magazines are no longer spending time on shelves. They're now on websites and on apps. Why did you guys decide on having an online magazine instead of a magazine that's available in your leading bookstores?
I saw that, like, my magazine usually is based on the youth. And us as young people usually, like, go on social media, on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and so forth. So I told myself, like, you know what, as young people, we are vibrant on social media. And if I can just make an online magazine that young people buy it online, then they will buy it. I checked first my target audience and my target market. Then I said, okay, my target audience and my target market is the youth. So that means that I should just do an online magazine because that's where the youth are.
Beautiful. And then when it comes to your poetry as well, what got you into the whole concept of becoming a poet? When did you start doing poetry?
I, being a poet, started from my background because I'm from the royal family. I'm a prince from the royal Bafokeng.
You are prince?
Nation. Yes.
Wow. Wow, guys, can we please give him a huge round of applause for being the prince? How do you get introduced as a prince? Like, is it...
It goes by blood, actually. My father is a king, and then I became a prince because of, like, my forefathers were kings, and when they died, then my father became a king. So even if my father can pass away, then I'll be a king. So it goes through the blood.
Beautiful, eh? Guys, you're sitting with a young prince here.
Very honored.
Beautiful. Okay, so tell me, how did the whole poetry thing start, actually?
It's the whole poetry thing started because I like embracing myself as an African child, and I believe that I, as an African child, I should identify my identity. And I, being a poet, started as I writing. And then I began to say, you know what, poetry can be something like a motivation to other people's life. Because people... usually they don't usually like you to just stand and just motivate them. But if you make something creative, like make your motivation into a poetry, then people will be inspired.
Beautiful. I just wanted to actually find out what your opinion is. I mean, you're a young person, you're 18 years old. The unemployment rate is so high in South Africa. Hey, like, we have a 52% unemployment rate for young people. It's insane. It's probably one of the highest, you know, in the whole world. How do you feel about that? How do you feel about our young people in South Africa right now?
The thing about us as young people is because we depend too much on our parents and also on the government. Because of, like, we usually say that, you know what, my background, because of, like, because I was poor, or maybe I'm poor, that means that I won't go anywhere in life. I can't start anything. So as young people, it's because we are lazy to start businesses, but we are lazy to start useless things. That's how we are as young people. So we are scared. We are scared to take a risk as young people in things that they will benefit us tomorrow. So as young people, the thing about us not opening our own businesses is because of we put ourselves in comfort zones that, you know what, I'll depend on the government. What if the government tomorrow does not provide? Where will we be as the young people? Mm-hmm. That means that also drug abuse will also increase. That means that crime will also increase because there will be no money to provide for those young people so that they will still to make money. So young people should just start, even if it's a small business, because, like, most successful people started as small, they started opening small businesses. So that specific small businesses, it shall grow. So as young people, let us go and start our own business and don't depend on the government and our parents.
Stembiso, do you agree with him? Do you think our young people are like how we stated right now?
Yes, I do agree with our prince right here. Because I think of myself as an entrepreneur. I love business. It's one of my many passions. I feel like unemployment is the key thing that needs to be solved first. Because I feel, you know, people were trying to solve education and whatnot. Yes, education is important. And I know a lot of people would disagree on me with this one, but I feel if we solve education, we solve more. Because the more people are employed, the more tax comes to the government, and the more tax goes to the government, then the more government can build more schools and improve the current education levels that we are on. And just solving unemployment just it opens a lot of different gates, because a lot of people right now, even if you check, people that went to school, have their degrees, are still sitting at home and still unemployed.
Yeah.
So why would you solve something that is already happening? You go and you try and solve uneducated people. You try and educate them. Mm. Then there are people that are sitting at home that are very educated. Like, some are overqualified, but they're still sitting at home. They still can't find jobs. So the more businesses that South Africa can encourage, encourage the youth and small businesses, just fund them and help them.
Cool. I mean, we have a prince in studio. We have a young motivational speaker in studio. Then we have Miss Monash in studio as well. beautiful with double dimples and everything, hey?
Yeah.
Miss Monash, he was just speaking about it now. He was saying that it's very important that we obviously get more young people employed, so that the more they're employed, obviously, the more tax is being paid to the government, which obviously then alleviates any of the stresses that governments have. Mm. Entrepreneurship is massive in South Africa right now. It's one of the biggest solutions that people are looking at to actually alleviate all these issues with unemployment. How does Monash touch on, things like that? Do you guys actually work with entrepreneurs, or what's the whole process like?
Okay, so currently as Monash South Africa, we try and cater for our communities and also make sure that we develop the community around us. We have community engagement programs that focus on education and making sure that we create platforms for young people to engage and develop themselves. So we have one program that's called Tomorrow Starts Today, and this focuses specifically on grade 9 learners. And this is just to give them soft skills development and also teach them how to solve social issues around their communities. So these are the most basic skills that young people do not get from being in school from 8 to 5 on a daily basis. Mm. So through such a program, then that by the time the kids are done through the program, then they have sort of skills to know that this is how I can address social issues around my community. And one of the projects that we have is called MSA Lead, which is currently the applications are open now, and this focuses specifically on young entrepreneurs between the ages of 18 and 30, and we focus on entrepreneurs that focus on social issues in their communities. It can be anything, educational, social issues, environmental issues. And this is a program that focuses specifically on the entrepreneur, not the venture or anything else. So we build the character of the person and make sure that they have the right personal development to run with their venture and also create job opportunities.
Yeah.
Because the aim of entrepreneurship is to make sure that we have young people who are creating jobs, not just studying to get jobs.
Yeah.
So I think with everything that was highlighted before, it's more specifically focusing on education that makes sure that our young people are job creators, not just job seekers.
Yeah, I think it's easy to obviously just throw money at something, but if the person isn't developed, then it's not really going to work at all. Mm-hmm. What do you think is the biggest challenge facing the youth today? The biggest challenge out of all of them?
I think that
she needed to think for a second.
I think that it's just us getting the encouragement and to set our foot in the right direction, because we have so many young people who want to do the right things, who have the mindset to do all the right things, but we exposing our frustrations to the wrong directions. So how about we come together as young people and create these solutions that we want, instead of always complaining on social media or venting out to the wrong people? We have the platforms, we have the opportunities, we have the resources. Government is sponsoring all the entrepreneurs currently.
Yes.
So how about we come up with the solutions and sit together and say, this is what we want as young people, and go for it.
people still believe that we are the lost generation. I really don't believe that at all. What do you guys think? No,
yeah. No.
I know another challenge that a lot of young people are facing is something that the next gentleman who's going to be on the show, he's very well, you know, he knows a lot about it. He's very knowledgeable about it. It's about the fear of failure. You know, a lot of young people struggle with this fear of failure. But I'm going to let our next guest actually intro himself and then speak about the fear of failure.
All right. Thanks a lot, man. My name is Muyepi Sitona. I'm a motivational speaker. I'm an township entrepreneur, an innovator. And, you know, just to start off, you know, I'd just like to say, no ordinary man with a tailored suit, with a clean cut, a relatively shining shoes, and well-oiled car and crispy essence. That's what getting by looks like. So, you know, I just want to also highlight that they say there's a billion people on the continent, right? And where do you find them? And how do you communicate with them? You know, how do you tell them about your services? You know, how do you collect revenue? How do you collect funds from them? You know, how do you get the youth to participate, the youth of 2018 to participate in the digital sphere? I don't believe that we are the lost generation. I believe that we are the digital transformation generation, you know, and so many generations. and also, we're looking at the fourth industrial revolution, you know, which is, you know, when the Prince, Honorable Prince, mentioned a lot around building solutions, and the young student also mentioned that we shouldn't wait for government, we shouldn't wait for our parents to push us, right? And he mentioned a lot of youth that are out there with tremendous skills, man, you know, just sitting at home, not applying those skills to either, you know, better the communities or uplift themselves. Mm-hmm. You know, I have learned.
Yeah.
This is where I come in. I've learned in my past 10 years of experience in the industry. I'm only 30 years old, though.
What do you do? You said in your industry, what do you actually do?
So, purely what I do, I build solutions in and around ICT.
Okay, so you're a software engineer?
Software engineer. Okay. So, purely all about innovation. You know, when we speak about the fourth industrial revolution, that's my biggest topic. You know, yeah. I mean, even on Thursday, we're having a youth session with the likes of Innovation Hub,
yes,
where I'm going to be giving a lecture or a panel discussion on fourth revolution opportunities for the youth.
Yeah, we're gonna actually touch on the whole thing about the fourth industrial revolution. I think it's a very important thing. I just thought of something right now. You spoke about being a township entrepreneur, yeah, and I just want to take a moment. You know, I'm all about celebrating young people doing phenomenal things. I think we must never, you know, come back to it at a later stage. Whenever True. We have a moment to celebrate a young person doing beautiful things, we must celebrate them. There's a young gentleman by the name of Bulelani Balabala who's just on a cover of a Your Business magazine now. Yeah. He actually owns a thing called T, which is Township Entrepreneurship Alliance. Nice. And he believes in moving, you know, creating a center, but now creating that in Tembisa,
yes,
which is a beautiful concept. I'm going to speak to you about it now. So bless up to him. He's just made the cover Your Business magazine. Also the CEO of Pride Factor, Dean Botha, was now, you know, recently just made a magazine, a two-page spread in a very big national magazine. So bless up to him as well. Bless up to all the young people doing beautiful things. But I want to touch on what Bulelani is busy doing right now.
Yeah.
Do you think we can create a center in Tembisa, and what's your role in doing that?
I think we can create something better than a center in Tembisa, you know, because I believe that there is so much opportunities for the townships. You know, like when you speak of Bulelani, I'm very inspired because, you know, I won the T Entrepreneurship Business Pitch Award last year.
Beautiful. Well, wow. Bless up.
You know, so
it's another celebration, right? Yeah.
And it was a spare moment, you know. Yeah. So we, the role that we need to play as entrepreneurs, as innovators, as speakers and movers and shakers, and as a prince as well, we should not look at trying to take a model that's based in Sandton and bring it to the townships. It's like the same struggle that our government do is they take models in Western countries that's very developed and bring it to Africa and try to fix our solutions and our problems with international trends, you know, international solutions, I would say. So we should not look outside, we should look within, you know, because the solutions lie within us. You know, when I say that, I've built a platform called Let's Talk, The platform is purely integrating and connecting citizens to government.
Okay.
In the form of participation. When I speak of participation, that's my key drive, man. You know, I speak of citizens' participation. That's our biggest title for the next coming 3 years. Because I feel that we as the people know more about what we need versus what the government is trying to push down our throats.
Is this now an app in particular? Is it a website? Is it an app?
So it's a mobile app. It's got a web-based platform.
Yes.
The beauty of it, I've got a feature phone here in studio. A feature phone is a non-smart device.
Yes.
We cater for non-smart devices, so you can dial *120, *320, and speak to the mayor's office, send a message, apply for a service, apply for an RDP. So imagine your grandmother sitting in the comfort of her home, you know, where she knows it's a mission to go to the mayor's office or to go to any of these municipalities and apply for services, because the painful part of it is that they waste their funds that they don't have.
Yeah. You know? I think another difficult issue, and I was always thinking about it when it comes to apps. Yes, you're moving with technology and all of that, but a lot of people are still, you know, they don't have access to smartphones. A lot of people don't have the finances to be able to maintain a smartphone.
Exactly.
So now you're obviously creating or filling in that gap, which is a beautiful thing. Let's touch on the whole thing about the fourth industrial revolution. Now, I mean, the fourth industrial revolution touches onto things like robotics, artificial intelligence, you know, these things like blockchain and all of these things in particular. What's your opinion on South Africa's readiness to move towards the fourth industrial revolution? And if we're not ready yet, how do we get there?
Difficult question, you know. It's the topic of the day for Africa and beyond just South Africa. You know, the discussion that I always have with leadership, government leadership, I speak of government, you know, is that we cannot leave. I'll give an example. When devices came out, not even smartphones, when a mobile phone, this feature phone of mine, when it came out, it was the biggest thing in the continent. It was the biggest thing in South Africa, where we dropped your landline calls, your public, remember your public telephones, where you used to coin in. The young boys wouldn't even know about that. We used to coin in 50 cents.
And you guys one, know about this, no?
And one rand, you know, and make a call, you know, at a phone booth. What happened to that infrastructure? Telkom had to shut down that entire infrastructure. Imagine how much money that they lost because of the adoption of devices, of mainly mobile devices, right? So we are quick to drop things and adopt new things. You know, that's the beauty of South Africa. I mean, we are a great country of consuming goods, but now, I think now it's time that we consume goods that are local. So, with that analogy, what I'm trying to get to is that. I believe that we as entrepreneurs, we as innovators within the space, in the tech space, and we are ready, you know, for the fourth industrial revolution. But now, the young man mentioned things about having permission, you know, letting government run our requirements or run our needs. You know, the lady from Monash mentioned it, that we shouldn't wait for government to actually try and feed us with funds or feed us with information. We should build solutions that don't need permission.
Yeah,
that's my title. So the fourth industrial revolution, we are ready, man, because, you know, we speak of AI, you speak of robotics, you speak of big data, you speak of Bitcoin, you speak of cybersecurity. That's my biggest passion. I'm a international accredited cybersecurity specialist by Centrified, a Dubai-based company, you know. Literally, I wrote the exam over online. I didn't go to any university.
Yeah,
I wrote it online.
Changing nowadays.
Exactly,
yeah,
man. You know, like, so it's that scenario as well. How does the education system adopt?
Yeah.
To the fourth industrial revolution, right?
But touching on that, I mean, touching on the whole concept of the syllabus changing in South Africa, when you're looking at your basic education, your tertiary education, I want to bring our infamous Miss Monash here back in. You know, I think a lot of people in South Africa have this feel, you know, even looking at what our ministers are also saying. I mean, our Minister of Basic Education indirectly says that it needs to change, it needs to twerk a little bit. It's not on the same level of where it should be, because of the fact that you can't keep the same system in place for such a long period of time. Obviously, with technology, things change. what do you think needs to be changed in our current educational system, and what can Monash do to obviously alleviate that or change that? So can we start seeing robotics at Monash one day? Can we see artificial intelligence at Monash one day, you know?
Okay, I totally agree.
Putting you on the spot.
I totally agree with you when you say that we can't keep the same system. It's points to skills development. So how do we make sure that our education is streamlined to what the fourth industrial revolution has to offer? How do we make sure that our young people are technologically advanced and make sure that they have access to all the resources that they need to get to where we want them to get to? So as Monash South Africa, we really, really are working towards the fourth industrial revolution and making sure that we keep up to standard with what's coming and what is relevant currently. So we're looking at coming up with innovative ways of teaching our students and innovative ideas to make sure that our young people within the institution are very engaged. So you're looking at coming up with very, very innovative ways to tackle social entrepreneurship, to tackle social and economic issues, to tackle environmental issues. So I think that as Monash South Africa, we're moving towards that direction. And also you, I can say that, confidently say that we're going to have robotics very soon.
Wow,
because beautiful. We have just recently started offering engineering, mechanical engineering within the campus. And I think it's one way for us to move forward and to also participate and form part of the fourth industrial revolution.
Beautiful, guys.
Just add on that. Yeah. I believe that you need to jump onto robotics as in like yesterday. Because, you know, we spoke a lot about challenges that we're facing as a youth is jobs, you know?
Yeah.
The reason why we're facing so much jobs is because we're not creating the jobs. You know, we are letting government trying to create jobs for us. And it's not going to happen because, you know, government is old aged scenarios of individuals, you know, where I believe that robotics, I mean, the stats of robotics is showing us that, you know, we're looking at $7 trillion market by the year 2020.
Look, he sounds like he's ready to join. He's going to be a student at Monash. I can tell
definitely,
you
definitely, yeah.
I'm super inspired by all of you. You guys are doing phenomenal things. You know, I'm really, really inspired. Keep doing what you guys are doing. We're just going to continue the conversation, but I just want to play some music, guys. Let's get some, you know, maybe some Casper, some AKA, someone involved. Yeah, yeah. Guys, let's go.
Some
let's
inspiration.
Go. Here we go. Listen to some good music, man. Let's go. Okay, we're just actually waiting to find the perfect song. You know, it is Youth Month. We want to play something very youth-based as well. What do you guys recommend? What's your favorite music at the moment? What about you, Simbi? So what's your favorite song right now?
Okay, my favorite song right now, I'm really an electro house kind of person. I love electro house. So right now I'm loving Purple Lamborghini. It's not really old, but Purple Lamborghini by Rick Ross featuring Skrillex.
Okay, that's a good song. Yeah. I like the song. I like the cars more in the music video than anything else.
Yeah, definitely.
what about you guys? What about you, Mr. Poet? What's your favorite? What's your favorite song?
Usually, like, I'm always busy, so like I usually know the songs, but don't know the artist that sings the songs. But there's this other song is like I think Zulu that. Omunye
pezgo muye.
No. Omunye omuntu omnyama angafuni umuntu omunye omnyama eyaphambili.
Do you know the song?
Oh. Yeah, Mandoza. Yeah. Mandoza.
It's Mandoza.
Yeah. Okay, legend. Legend.
But we're all about, you know, celebrating young people, celebrating local people. Yeah. We obviously have to celebrate someone like the beautiful Nadia Nakai. So we're going to get into some of Nadia Nakai now, guys. Let's go.
Family tree, you know I'm buzzing. Shout to my cousin's cousin. They told me. me to get him, I told him I got him. Man, it's amazing when you from the bottom. Nike kicks, I gotta cop them. And all these awards, I gotta stack them. I got a double cup, I gotta fill it up. I got my rubber band, I need my money back. Make her then burn it up, baddest I set it up. You can't deny me, the jam on his diary.
Guys, that was Money Back by the beautiful Nadia Nakai. She's doing amazing things. She's representing South Africa in the most beautiful way. Bless up to young people in South Africa. It is Youth Month, and we just, you know, ended off with Youth Day a few days ago. It's 15:52, and I'm still joined in studio with exceptional young people, beautiful young people. We have a prince, we have Miss Monash in studio, we have a motivational speaker, we have a gentleman who's so passionate about robotics that he's going to end up going to Monash. So bless up to all of you guys. Guys, just in closing, I think you guys all inspire me, you inspire all of our listeners. I just want to hear what you have to say for young people currently in 2018 in South Africa. Let's start off with the prince. What's your advice to young people in South Africa right now?
I would say to young people that it's not too late. It might be June, but it's not too late. They must just go outside there, do what they are here on earth to do. I always say that you are here on earth to unearth what on earth you are here for. And that's your purpose. Let your dream come true. Let nobody block you from your dream. Other people's opinion won't make you grow. Just go out there and show people what you're capable of. Be yourself. Don't try to be somebody else. And my code, I will repeat that you are here on earth to just unearth what on earth you are here for, which is your purpose, your talent, and your goal. As young people, go outside there and say that I will make it, and I am the chosen generation.
Beautiful. That's a bit of a bar right there. Yeah. I see a few rappers wanting to steal that line. You know? We're going to end off and we're going to do something really beautiful with you, but we'll come back to you. Stem Biso, what's your advice for the youth in 2018?
Okay, my advice is simple. I don't have a beautiful saying like the prince has, but what I have is that, listen, in life, no, there's no goal or no dream that's out of your league. It's either you are in the same league as that dream, or you are out of that dream's league. So if you want to be a doctor, it's either you are going to be a doctor or the best doctor in South Africa, or you are out of that dream's league, like you're going to be the best doctor in the world. So never be afraid. I mean, you, like, let everyone listen to you. You are worth everyone else's time. Never underestimate yourself. You know, get your passion and, you know, let it drive you forward.
Beautiful. Miss Monash?
Okay, so my motivation to young people is that you need to work hard. Find someone who works hard and get your motivation from them. And if they work hard, then they're going to motivate you to work harder. And it doesn't matter. Like, you cannot get anything if you are in your comfort zone. Get out of that comfort zone and make sure that you maximize as much as you can. Because if you are sitting around and not doing anything, then no one is going to do anything for you. So it's time that we as young people get out of our comfort zones and make sure that we tackle the most direct issues that are close to us, and not wait for anyone to come and do anything for us, because we have the power and we have the voice to do whatever we want to do.
We definitely have the power. Lastly, wow.
Certainly, after that motivational speaking from the lady and the gents, it's very touched. So in closing, I would just like to say, you know, the fourth industrial revolution is bringing over $1 trillion market value by 2020. So that means that 2020 is around the corner. We need to be ready today and not wait. So I'm saying out there to the youth of 2018, you know, look out to study yourselves in around technology, because technology is going to touch every part of your lives and every part of your careers, you know. So you're looking at careers, look at robotics, look at AI, look at software security. I mean, we just saw what happened with Sanlam today with their cyber attack, you know. So cyber security, I thank you.
Beautiful, guys. Now thank you so much for joining me in studio today. You guys are exceptional. You beautiful people, phenomenal people. Thank you so much. I just want to let you guys know this is Pride Factor. We are Inspired Youth SA. So if you're looking at getting us to speak at your schools, at any of your events, please get into contact with our CEO, Dean Buerta. You can just get into contact with him on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter. Just mainly use the hashtag Inspired Youth SA. And you can also see some of the work that we've actually been doing, going to a lot of schools, going to a lot of different provinces, and just speaking and actually, you know, uplifting the lives and inspiring the lives of many of our young people. But on that note, I want to just end off with a beautiful thing that a young person's going to do for us right now. He's going to give us a poem, and then we're going to link into a song, which is something different, something unique. You know, we are innovative. So, Mr. Prince, I'm putting it up to you, bro. All the best. Here we go.
I am young, I am fearless, and I am brave. My fear is in the grave. I smile as I engrave the name in my heart of my generation. I am different, I'm unique. I have told myself that as a young person, I shall stretch beyond. I shall never limit myself. I shall think beyond, stretch beyond, imagine beyond, cause I am young. I am a blessing to many nations, to countries, to continents. I am different and I shall make a change. I don't need to make a change because of my status, but I would say let me be myself and make a change by myself, not by the statuses that are my titles that I have. But I say to you that as young people, you have the power to change the world, to change nations and change other people's lives. Don't say I will start. Start now. So that you can see a change in your life. Be a jungle, be a lion that roars, be an eagle, not a chicken, because a chicken sits on its comfort zone. But an eagle says, I shall fly as high as I can. As young people, go outside there and change lives.
This is CliffCentral.com.